Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Nice fingle there by Lazarus for the Hat Chat podcast episode 82, would you believe, with your generous hosts, Chris Trott.
Hi, Chris Trott. I'm Ross Hornby.
Hi, Chris Trott. I'm Alex Smith.
That's great.
So welcome to the podcast. The fingle was by Lazarus. It was very, it's a very loungy vibe. I definitely I enjoyed it. I think Lazarus has sent something else in. I'll have to track it down because it seems like they're good at producing.
Yeah, definitely. They seem really good. Thank you very much for that, Lazarus. Today we're going to be talking to you about various things over the next 45 or so minutes. Yep. There'll be some hypotheticals. Thank you to our Patreon listeners. You guys really help support the podcast with your subscriptions, I guess they are, or patronization. And they chose some hypotheticals for us today as well. You can become one of those voters by going to patreon.com/hatfilms. Thanks to those people. As well,
have you decided whether you're going to post nudes on there yet, or is that?
I'll post feet pics for a certain amount of money.
Feet pics, okay.
But right. I'm not doing that for free.
We'll set a really high tier.
He's going to dangle that carrot.
I'll dangle all year long. Carroty toes, which are like just as like freshly pulled from the ground carrots. So they are sort of stringy and muddy and. I pulled the top of my toenail off the other day.
God. You did, yeah. You did tell us that. Yeah,
it's fine. Can we not? It didn't hurt. It was really quite fun.
I don't want
to
know.
Yeah, we don't need to know more about it, but that sounds very. Was it painful?
No.
You're asking questions. Good. Don't.
Well, I just. Well, I thought I'd humor him a little bit because he wanted to talk about his
Thank
toenail.
You.
Can we.
Thank you for humoring me.
I mean, I want to shout out the fingal again.
I ate the things I pulled off my toes. Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah,
just so you know. Thank you for rounding that up.
Yum, yum, yum.
Lazarus, thank you so much for making the fingal. They also made an intro, an outro, and a full mix version for me, which was incredible.
Oh, nice. Good.
And, you know, if you send a fingal in to our email, hatchat@hat-films.com, and you put some links in, of course, I'll say that they've got a Twitter, LazarusMusic_, and LazarusMusic on Instagram, and LazarusOfficial on SoundCloud. I feel like that's more than enough to say for you making that music for us. Of course, we can promote you. So if you put your links in, I'll say it for sure. So thanks for that. It's a really good thing. Anyway, shall we move on to our first hypothetical?
Yes, please.
As explained by Alex Smith, the patrons.
Hello. Please go ahead. The first question that these idiots selected was, if you were a professional wrestler in the WWE, what would your name and identity be?
Trot, you're quite big into the WWE scene. As in you watch it.
I was watching WWE and I've now jumped ship actually to the rival brand AEW, which is in my opinion better in almost every aspect.
Any reason why?
I don't think they will come at you. I think that's quite a commonly held belief from the people I know. I don't think they will.
Hard and fast. No, it's just I don't know. I'm going to sneeze.
Okay.
Is Vince McMahon still the owner of WWE? Is that still a thing?
Is he still like a main character?
I'm not a huge fan of the brand, to be honest, and the Trumpisms of Vince McMahon, very much in the pocket. And it's just like...
Well, Trump was on it, wasn't he? Once.
He was on it. Yeah. Well, it's just a little... I don't know. AEW's a bit more good.
New age.
It's not like an entertainment thing. It's more like there's pretty decent wrestling in there as well.
What does the E stand for in AEW?
Email, I think.
What's the A stand for?
Advanced email website, I think is what it stands for.
Advanced email website, and then there's wrestling involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you send them an email, and then they come to your door and engage with you physically? Is that what you find?
I think that's exactly how it works, Alex.
Is that exactly the service they provide? It's incredible. I mean, the gig economy is really giving us some gems before, you know.
Yeah. Well, the hypothetical, that was just one of the ones I picked out. But yes, I don't know how I got back into wrestling. But it's actually really fun to watch with people on Discord. It is genuinely an enjoyable experience because you don't have to worry too much about it. You don't have to worry about, where's this plotline developing? Yeah. Well, they do get fucking hurt, actually.
Well, yeah.
Like, really bad.
They'll get bruised and
just last week,
a little bit, but not like...
Oh, no, no, really fucking bad. Last week, a luchador got thrown through a table from the top of the ring... And he landed on his arm and his elbow bent the wrong way.
Oh, shit.
They replayed it four times, like in slow-mo, before they realized what is going on there. Oh my God, he's okay.
Did they stop and say, oh, my God, it's real? And hang on, it's all real. Mm. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Get him an ambulance.
I mean, he was screaming in agony, apparently.
Oh
my God, that's bloody
horrible. He dislocated his elbow. Thankfully, it wasn't a fracture.
In a way, do you feel like some people watch it, like, cause some people watch F1 just because they want to see crashes? Do you know what I mean? But it's obviously a genuine thing. Yeah. And obviously the entertainment is in the race itself. Yeah. You want to see someone succeed and whatever. But there are people who will watch it for crashes. Do you think people watch AEW for the real life damage that they could be doing?
I mean, they are doing real life damage over time.
But they're not actually trying to hurt each other, like, properly, are they?
No, I mean, it's like a coordinated gymnast.
Yeah. Of course.
Dance. But, you know, with going through tables and smashing into each other at full pace and stuff like that, it's brutal, I think, but it's coordinated so that you can actually last longer than, like, a few fights before you die. Because if it was real wrestling, you would just kill each other, right? I guess.
Well, if it's like UFC or whatever, it's brutal. Like, imagine pretty savage stuff.
God damn. It's ridiculous. Mm. But, yeah, this is more entertainment, I guess, and the pandering. And it's like... modern day stage theater, I guess, in a way. Yeah. It's got like the villains and the heroes,
isn't it?
Huh? Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, there's a soap element to it in terms of
it's very soapy.
It's on frequently.
Yeah,
but also like there's a storyline, and you know the wrestling is like the main event, sure, but people are actually interested in these characters.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite character?
It's a dinosaur.
Or there's a dinosaur in AEW.
He's amazing. He's a big guy. He's called Luchasaurus. He wears a dinosaur mask and he puts like green shit in his mouth and he just makes roaring noises. He doesn't say anything. And he's got a tag team partner called Jungle Boy. And they literally lean into how hammy and shitty it is and just have a great time. It's the best.
Okay. So,
and that's what I want to be, to answer the hypothetical.
Right.
I'd also be a dinosaur, I think.
Another dinosaur.
What kind of dinosaur?
Okay. A T-Rex. I'd limit myself and only fight with my legs and mouth.
So you would claw hand it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You'd go in there with claw hands, like kind of like obviously up to your chest. And that's you're basically just then just resting with your legs.
You know those novelty like inflatable dinosaurs you see with like the little window and like the floppy head? That would be my outfit. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Really. Phone and Amazon.
I'd like to see him go farther as that character.
Yeah.
Because it seems very limiting, and it's like an underdog story of just like the dude.
Do you think he'll evolve?
Literally restricting himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a Pokemon.
Or like a dinosaur, like a real animal. Yeah.
My intro would be the most ostentatious and longest intro ever. There'd be a lot of fireworks and smoke, and then when the smoke drifts apart, two spotlights would beam on an egg just at the top of the ramp.
Okay.
And every time I'd hatch slowly, really slowly.
Would you get a Richard Attenborough lookalike to come in and go, push? Would you do that, do you think?
Yeah, I think I get celebrity cameos of people cosplaying as David Attenborough.
You know, Richard Attenborough's brother was David Attenborough's brother, the guy in Jurassic Park.
Crazy, right?
But he's dead.
He's dead.
Dead AF. But you'd get David Attenborough as a stand-in because you're like, well, you know, it was his brother.
Can we stop saying David Attenborough's name?
It's going to happen eventually.
I don't want the Hercules curse to be responsible for David Attenborough.
How old is he now?
90-something.
Too old, baby.
Who's going first, the Queen or David Attenborough? That's the question, isn't it?
Or Denchy. Is Dentures in there? We can mention Dentures. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Amber's 95, baby. 95. Jesus.
Oh, God.
But all these posh, well-to-do types always live forever, don't they? I don't know why. I guess it's all the money. All the
posh, well-to-do types.
Well, like, you know, David Attenborough comes from, you know, sort of a certain era, a certain type of person. He's an incredibly posh person, isn't he?
He'll be 200.
You think he'll live to 200?
Yeah.
The Queen as well. She's pretty posh. She's living forever. Judi Dench isn't that old. Judi Dench is 87.
Do you think he wants to witness the end of the world as it happens?
You know what? I think because he spends so much time advocating for climate to be a serious thing that needs to be fixed right now, I don't think he's keen on the idea of the apocalypse.
I don't think I'm not saying he's keen, but do you think he'd want to just at least get to the end?
Rather get to the end of the ride.
Wither away in his sleep.
I think he'd be really sad.
Yeah.
Like all that life being snuffed out and stuff.
Yeah, but his is going to go imminently as well, though, because
of course,
that's just how it would work. It would be a global catastrophe.
Well, depending on who you talk to, Ross, phenomenal. I've been watching a few psilocybin-based documentaries recently, and they're really keen on the whole idea of, like, dying is just part of the life cycle every living
thing. So let's speed this thing up.
On this earth.
Yeah.
Not speed it up, but, like, death, we obviously fear it because life is all we know, and life is the only time we get to contemplate anything. But like equally, there's, you know, a lot about the natural world and ecological cycles that we're still learning that suggests that it's an incredibly connected thing. And yeah, you might not be conscious as a human being, but you're still part of the energy that makes life and all things on the earth work. I think he'd be sad, David Attenborough, to know that that system perhaps might be breaking down or might be challenged, but at the same time, hopefully, he'd be comforted by the fact that he's a natural scientist and understands the cycles of life.
I got a couple of critiques.
Go on.
I don't think this wrestling idea is going to really capture the demographic that watches it. However, I've got a good name for him.
Right.
Cosmosis. Okay.
Cosmosis.
And I made this character in WWE 2K16.
Nice.
Playing against Craig. And I made him what's that material where, depending on the light, it changes color?
Oh, what's like kind of like a reflective? Or is it the...
It's like, do you mean shiny, like foil?
Pearlescent.
Your entire outfit is like almost like a gimp suit, but pearlescent, and it's lovely, and it's got like galaxy swirls on the back, and you'd be called Cosmosis, and you talk about these concepts and ideas.
Okay. Can they have a buddy partner, like a buddy? What I'll be is like in a skin suit of David Attenborough, but like a larger than life version.
Inflated?
I think it should be.
Everything's got to have slightly inflated.
And so, so there's a wobble to his movements every time he wobbles down. But I can go along with the dinosaurs.
Nice.
And also preach. I'll preach about the climate change. I'll make sure people are aware of it. Mm-hmm. Maybe my special, like, kind of move could be...
what's your signature?
Like some sort of recycling move. Maybe I could bring out a big recycling receptacle and then dump you into it. Boom!
Put them in the recycling trash.
Yeah, in the recycling trash. Yeah, don't just normal trash.
Could call it the
maybe I should bring out a normal trash can to emphasize that.
Don't sort your rubbish. It's like your big, like, that's your angle.
Message.
It's a bit like John Cena visiting kids, but yours is like a very, like, pro-recycling message.
I
could be the heel to your duo.
I was thinking
you
could be a heel.
Okay. I could be, like, the comet that's coming to both.
I was literally thinking the same thing. You could be a meteor.
And I'm like the meteor, and I come in, and I'm just like, my whole, they're all like, oh, it's the meteor. And I all start from really high up.
Zipline
coming down. the whole gimmick is like I always have to start from high up somewhere and they awkwardly zipline me in, and then I like fall off and just collapse into the ring, and I can't go back up because I've seriously injured myself.
What would your entrance music be?
My entrance music would be the theme from Armageddon.
Don't want to miss a thing.
Aerosmith. Holy shit.
You just start hearing it around the auditorium.
They got Aerosmith.
Oh, look up. It's coming.
And I'm like really like quite nervous about jumping off of this really hastily assembled stage system.
In this novelty meteor outfit.
That's like you can just see my hands and feet sticking out of the large ball.
Just I'm ready to go again. Oh my god.
And my character's fucking terrified of coming anywhere near, so Ross, your David Attenborough character would obviously have to keep fighting off the meteor from reaching me.
I'm gonna say I'll be saving the dinosaurs and throwing away that meteor into trash. Doing recycling, of course.
Recycle even the meteor.
I think you can recycle hardcore in some way, I'm sure.
Hardcore.
Well, it's gonna be rock and stuff, surely. Yeah. I mean, that's
but could be full of diamonds.
Details.
What if you hit it with a bat and it's just like a pinata full of diamonds?
You start pissing out diamonds. Like, oh my god, this guy!
But then some of the stuff that falls out is stuff you have to recycle. Mm. And again, it get go back to the message.
Nice. That was a slight segue. Did you see that video of someone showing the meteor like sliced? It was like perfectly shiny with like little bits of meteorite in it. Oh, it looks so cool. I guess it like
pretty crazy
melted in the atmosphere and formed this like amazing shiny. They polished it up and stuff, but holy crap. Just like the wealth out there just floating about in space, you know? Mm. One could land on Earth and just change our entire economy.
Okay.
Please watch don't look up. Mm. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll get
many
around
concepts
to it.
That you've mentioned many concepts in the last week.
I've basically seen
that, and they're
now.
All in that film. And I think you'd
Trottle
you'd
watch
it.
Don't Look Up when the world is actually ending. All right,
yeah, that'll be his final film.
Finally, sits down to watch
100 minutes. Sure, okay.
Well, I've only just finished the first Star Wars one.
You told me to watch the originals, right? 1977. I've just got around to it.
No, come on.
It's all painted. I watched it in 4K. I don't know why you liked it so much. All the backgrounds are just paintings. but yeah, that is the answer if we were professional wrestlers.
I think that's how professional.
I think
wrestlers.
that more than answers that question for sure.
Yeah. Mm.
And it makes sense. And there's a message behind there.
It's quite nice, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Usually it's all about like ego and like I want to win the belt, but no, it's like recycle or the meteor
I
is going to kill
David
the dinosaurs.
There's like there's a whole show where like we fight some other group of people, and one of them's just beating on David Hamper, and all the audience is like,
I'm not sure who I should support here.
Get him, and you're just like
destroy him.
I want the comet to destroy everything.
I hate
chaos.
It should be a show ender where he actually just maybe destroys the entire ring as well.
Nice. So
when the comet wins, the comet really wins.
And I'm again nervously looking at the stage technicians, like saying, "Like this is higher than we've ever done
before."
Ready to blow. Are you sure?
This is an open top stadium. Are you sure?
As I'm in the awkward meteor suit that we've used since the start,
you're fine.
And I'm like,
we stress tested
very limited
this.
Movements.
And then we do a retrospective documentary about how I died with that last big stage event. And you guys were like, he'd been wearing the same suit and using the same harness for 6 years and it all worn down. And
like that actual wrestler that died from a zipline, smashed into the turnbuckle and died instantly. Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh.
It's one of the Harts, Brett or Owen Hart. Oh, I can't remember which one. But they ziplined in for, I think it was a WrestleMania, smashed their head into the turnbuckle, died instantly.
Holy shit.
Owen risky Hart. Business, isn't it? Constant stunts.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we wouldn't do that. Aim for the middle of the ring.
Just aim true, mate. You'll be fine.
There's another... We could just do coins. Current like wrestling matchups, like the anti-vaxxer versus Moderna.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them dressed up as a hypodermic needle.
Just a needle. Come on, it's good for you.
I mean no harm. And it's like, he's going to inject me. What would the anti-vaxxer dress like, would you say? Will they have a placard, maybe?
They'd probably be topless with like anti-vax carelessly spray paint on their chest. And they'd have a protest sign saying,
"Nice,
Jesus wasn't vaccinated," or something. I don't know. Yeah.
That's it. They just got a big cardboard shield, a bit like a shitty Captain America. Yeah. Jesus wasn't vaccinated, and there's like a huge like, and then there's a T-shirt with like all of these like quotes and pictures of like different conspiracies mashed together to create a narrative, and then
oh my god.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my god, it's Q! He's coming in!
This is such a good
A giant
name.
Fucking Sesame Street style Q comes hobbling down. I'm anonymous!
Someone's got a good
But I got shit to tell you.
For the anti-vaxxer, 5 Jesus. That's
I've got this really important stuff the whole world needs to know, but I've hidden it in various anagram formats.
Who's hungry for pizza? What? No, come on.
I clearly need to make our own wrestling entertainment company and get all these people on board. All right.
It needs to be claymation, I think. We should go claymation with it. Let's not.
Full claymation. Yeah, because that's not difficult to achieve.
Deathmatch. What is it? Celebrity deathmatch.
Celebrity deathmatch was so good. Mm. Man, that was so well animated. Amazing. I could watch those all again. Anyway, now's a good time to segue to our little ad break. Before we move on with the rest of the Hat Chat podcast. So enjoy this brief break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
I hope you enjoyed that brief break.
Oh, what a break that was.
But of course, if you're a patron supporter, you get the ad-free version. And that was just an awkward bit of silence for a second.
Just a brief moment.
A brief moment in time.
But as a listener of the Hat Chat podcast, we're sure you are familiar with... brief moments of awkwardness.
Brief. There's 82 episodes of it.
Elongated. Oh no, I'm talking about their lives, not ours.
Okay. Wow.
I see.
An attack on our audience.
Nice. Yeah, it's a quick attack. Yeah. Nice. Quick. It's like much like Pikachu.
Of course.
We got options.
Patreon number two.
Yeah. It's whether you want to move on to that or you want to move on to funny news. It's entirely up to you guys. Whether we feel Read that question.
You want to we'll do a quick answer to this question and then let's talk about some funny shit. What would you do if you woke up in the morning and found out you were 6 years old again? I like the wording of this as if it's like you wake up normal day and someone just goes, "By the way, you're 6 years old." And
you realize you're six, by the way.
I'm aging fast,
and you're in your own flat.
Yeah,
but you are physically also 6 years old, or
I guess it must be that.
I'm already mentally.
When would you notice?
Exactly.
Do you think? Would you like notice when you step both your feet onto the ground and realize that?
To be honest, I think that, I think the size would immediately be obvious. I'd be like trying to suddenly everything's a bit
heavier.
Would
you be in your like
this bed
adult
is
clothes?
Huge.
Yeah.
What? Fully. Yeah. Your just pajamas are all baggy.
Yeah. It would be bizarre. I assume you'd have your adult mind in a six-year-old body, and then you'd have to explain
a
lot.
Chestnut.
I don't know. It would be very odd, wouldn't it? It's like, I'm fucking
well,
six
also,
now.
If you had your adult mind in your six-year-old body and you had to go, like, back to school, that would be bad because your brain isn't like a child's brain, which is very good at being, like, receptive and learning. I mean, of course, you can still learn as an adult, but...
Oh, you can kick all the other kids' asses, though,
well,
with the questions.
But I don't think you'd learn
this,
as well.
I know it.
I think you'd come across as, like, that smart ass that
two
then...
2 + 2 = 4.
...gets disconnected from everyone because he's not cool.
Yeah...
Yeah,
but then, like, also, like, I feel like
you wouldn't
academic
care.
Achievement at that age isn't as important as academic achievement at, like,
yeah,
in your late... In,
yeah.
So, but then by the time you get to, like, a 15, 16-year-old, I'd argue a current 15 or 16-year-old probably knows more about maths and science than we do currently.
Yeah,
in terms
of no,
passing
agree.
Exams
and also being
and
rusty
like that.
In general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like...
Yeah, but I know that the angles of a triangle all... add up to
you're up to your Pythagoras
180 degrees
nice
what's called a triangle that has no equal sides
it's an equilateral inequilateral odd one obtuse no. acute
Ross
oh, fuck I can't even remember now I'm trying to yeah I was going through the ones you were going
is
through
it like a Pokemon Scartine
I feel like a 6-year-old would know more than me right now.
It's not Scartini.
So it's an opportunity to learn again. Although I would say, if you were 6 years old and you're in your own flat or whatever, you step outside, you're like, well, I don't really want to, I don't need to go.
Isosceles. No, that's when it's like
you're
two are equal and the other one isn't.
Yeah, scalene is the name of, I believe, a triangle that has no sides of equal length. But yeah, isosceles.
How long?
Is like a point.
Before you think that. Another adult would probably kind of take you to a police station or like kind of try and say that you shouldn't be out and about on your own, wandering around streets
for
of Bristol.
Sure.
This kid's driving
you're like, I'm 6 years old. Ha ha. I'm on my own. I'm an unaccompanied child. What if you got snatched?
Yeah. I mean, for sure. Dark. It'd be irritating as hell, but I think there's definitely some
I'm
going to
look like this ID. I swear.
Yeah. I mean,
would
if you
beard
literally
up?
Just get to go back.
I'd try.
24 years or 26 years or whatever it would be for us now, like it would be great. I think I would choose to do it. Would you choose to do it?
No,
out of curiosity, I think I'd be interested
maybe.
In seeing what would happen.
You'd have but to ditch
is
all
there
your
a,
current
is
friends.
There a reversal? Yeah, is there a reversal here?
Not really. You got like 10 years and then you're like a 16-year-old with an adult's brain is like, you know, could hang out with some 45-year-olds. It'd be weird, but like you could.
Well, Smith's
do
always
it.
Hanging out with 6-year-olds, so it'd be fine.
It works
just,
your
I just love the conversation.
Like, guys, Lego! Let's go!
I love Lego.
Why do you have so much Lego in Scaletric?
No, I actually don't like children very much, so it'd probably be awful. But yeah.
You'd have to be surrounded by 6-year-olds for a while and grow up like 7-year-olds, then 8. Like, at what point do you start liking. Yeah. People
like 13
that's quite
I think
a long
at that
time.
Point you're like you've got like pretty I remember being into like good games by that point where I'd be like shit this is fun to play with people you know
yeah,
like that
Croc and Spyro the
I
Dragon.
Think I was playing Tribes 2 when I was 13 Tribes wow. 2 was a really good shooter with like vehicles 13. It was like sort of a bit like a futuristic Battlefield
I was 14 when I played when I got PS2. Yeah, it was just, I mean, do you remember the Lion King game on PC?
No,
I remember on Sega Mega Drive.
I played it on PC.
Nice.
That was
2D,
shit. Some, side-scroller style. Well, not side-scroller, but like, platform.
It was all right. It was really hard, though, I remember.
It was. There were some really hard, like very specific jumps.
Yeah.
That really annoyed the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you've seen how I play games. I can't. Normally, and so this was a real struggle for me. But that was,
and
I mean,
no saves.
I'm trying to think of how old I was. So it was 1994 when I was six.
Oh, god,
Nirvana was still around.
most of Nirvana really... still are.
Most of them are. Do you see Foo Fighters are making a film?
Are they
about
what,
themselves? Or
is it called like something Studio 666 or something like that, where they basically move into a haunted house? And make their 10th album. It's a bit...
I was kind of hoping they were just going to make one about themselves and their career. I think that would
be interesting.
It's kind of it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek comedy horror.
Oh, okay. If it's a comedy, then that could be funny, because he's really
I
funny,
saw the,
actually.
The trailer for it.
What's his
I
face?
It looked interesting.
Dave Grohl.
I was going to say David Guetta.
Fred Durst?
No.
Fred Durst.
Fred Durst, yeah. He's really funny.
He'll be on the outside looking in, won't he?
I think so.
Was Fred Durst in? No, wait, that's Sting. That
Limp Bizkit. Fred Durst.
Just trying to get another link in there to that same song.
No. Yeah.
Well.
What was that song? Behind Blue Eyes?
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yes.
The Pink Floyd.
It was.
It was Pink Floyd, was it? Who was who? I got it wrong then.
Oh, it was the Who. You're right. It is the Who.
The Who did that, yeah.
Behind Blue Eyes, yeah.
Okay, sorry. There we go. We've wrapped that one up. That's the awkward thing that we were talking about earlier.
Well, no one knows what it's like, Russ, to be the bad man.
To be the sad man.
You got the lyrics just there? Or is that you riffing on?
I mean, I know the beginning, but I do have the lyrics in front of me now.
That was for Gothica with Halle Berry.
Was it?
I didn't like the film, yeah. It might have been, some people might have enjoyed it, but I had to study it for film studies and I really disliked it.
Studied it for, it's got 15% on Rotten Tomatoes and you studied it.
Oh, fuck, is it really 15%? Oh, no.
Why did you study that?
We had to kind of write a report on how, basically we had to just analyze it, like critical analysis and stuff. And yeah, where you basically say that everything that is kind of boring in the scene is going to mean something. Everything has to mean something. And
that must have been difficult because Ross, one critic put it, succeeds in making every plot twist more unbelievable and irrational than the last. So how did you build on that analysis?
Honestly, it wasn't good. It wasn't my favorite thing.
No.
I moved on to Scorsese films after that. Well, I think they specifically, we watched this in class and they were like, okay, well, now we need to like analyze this and this and this. Very boring. But for my final piece, I did Scorsese.
Nice. Just in general, or like all their films?
Authorship, sorry?
All their films, or just like...
Yeah, just basically his gangster kind of era style films. That was good.
But that was
a bit more interesting, a bit more meaning behind some of the actual cinematography and stuff there. Did you say Jurassic Park?
Mm. One of his best.
Yeah. I loved Indiana Jones. Scorsese's really good.
And Star Trek.
Kevin Costner's work.
Yeah, Dances with Wolves.
I love watching Kevin Costner, though. I do. I do enjoy watching him.
He knows he's good, doesn't he?
There's quite a few actors out there that I really enjoy watching, and they just consistently get put in shit films. Or, like, not shit films. Like, you know, I love Robin Hood, but it's not...
What about Waterworld?
Huh? I mean, they're all a bit, like...
Have you seen Dances with Wolves?
We were 7 years old when Waterworld came out, so that kind of links with...
Yeah.
The question. But Waterworld, I believe, was the most expensive flop of all time.
Yeah.
That may have been beaten, to be fair. I heard that stat a long time ago.
Probably has.
But it wasn't as good as Gothica, which you wrote a report on that one reviewer said, poor Berry once again stuck in a horrible, horrible film. I did enjoy the acting from the female cast. Not sure how the rest got their roles. It's pretty pathetic, really. Way too predictable. You just watch and forget.
Waterworld got a 43%.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you say Gothica was 15?
15%, yeah.
Nuts. Okay, that's really low. That's really disliked.
Less than half.
The London Evening Standard wrote, the most interesting thing about this clunky, foolish horror fic is in which everybody but the audience is constantly caught off guard. Is Berry's scrappy wig?
It's strange. Cause I think the story, isn't it? She's like, oh man, I can't even remember now. She's really sick. You've got the blurb in front of you, probably.
Is
it
like she's a really like psychiatrist Miranda Gray? God, fuck me.
It's like psychiatrist turned patient. So it's kind of like a really weird like story behind that. It's just really fucking. And then
later,
her
Miranda
fight
wakes
to, like,
up
prove
in her,
her
own mental hospital under the care of her peer.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine like putting somebody in a mental hospital is quite a long legal process. You have to get them sectioned, all sorts of stuff
I've
like that.
They just wake up and they're
easy
there.
As fuck.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh man,
I've got to make
films.
Get someone sectioned.
I tried watching The Eternals last night, which is now free to watch on. They didn't even bother trying to charge anyone for that one on Disney Plus. That's just now free on Disney Plus.
Big flopper.
Any joy there?
Considering how diverse and interesting the cast is, it's pretty goddamn awful.
But it's pretty cookie cutter. Yeah,
it's just the pace at which it moves. It kind of just like, it's like they're forgetting basic storytelling like structure. They're just like, it moves on from like, you were this person, you were this to me, okay, I'm dead, and this person's crying and everyone's crying again, and then you were this and yes, you were great today, you know, like it's just like, what on earth is going on? And it does have like a really like deep or traditional backstory, like, you know, it was based on comics. They're considered quite out there comics. Sure. Like there's loads of source material for the people that understand this shit. It might have been a better film, but that's not who this film is for.
The concepts sound really interesting.
This film is for the public, not for people who've... The concept sounded really interesting, and it's got some great people in it, but it's just terribly written and edited. And
Shame.
So don't waste your time with that. It looks great, though. Lovely looking film.
So
you wouldn't watch it if you were six.
I stopped that and the new Witcher season, I've actually just stopped watching.
Just
as well.
Neglected that.
It's just shit.
If you're not enjoying something, just move on.
If you want good.
There's so much other stuff out there, really good stuff.
Exactly. AEW.
Yellow Jackets, I've been quite enjoying.
Yellow Jacket, okay.
Have you seen that, Ross?
No, I was going to. I'm watching Mayor of East Town.
With what's her name?
Kate Winslet.
There you go.
Rose.
Nothing but a common street whore.
Common street whore.
That reminds me, I need to do that Titanic VR experience and really get to feel what it was like.
Does it do an experience of it going down? Oh, does
you
it really?
Get put on a lifeboat and you watch it as you're drifting out, the whole thing collapses, and then there's like taglines saying like 500 people were trapped at the bottom bit at this moment. It's like, oh my God, it's harrowing.
Jesus. Is there a 9/11 version?
Not yet. No, they're not.
Fingers crossed in 100 years that's acceptable.
Yeah.
I mean, why? You're literally just living through a disaster at that point. You are
catastrophic
just literally experiencing
failures. VR.
How do I...
10 great experiences.
Because I've been... there was that thing which... I think it was one of the first experiences with VR
Be
we
in
had.
The seat. I'm on row 9.
Where we were, like, underwater with the Titanic. Remember that one? That was the first one?
Yeah.
Yes. That was creepy. Because obviously
that was
sharks...
the Titanic, was it? It was just a whale swimming around us. Rusty as you're on a deck of a ship. There is a Titanic one, though. Where the old lady from Titanic... just appears as a ghostly visage to guide you around your diving experience.
I'm pretty sure there's also a sub experience where you're like in a submarine and you can like float around it.
Oh,
that
cool.
is
yeah.
part of it.
That
yes,
sounds fun.
Is that part of it? Okay.
Yeah, there's different experiences. Cool. One where you get to see like the wreckage, and then the other one where you get to like go back in time and be a passenger escaping as you see. A dad being torn away from his wife and child because women and children first, and then there's no space for all the men, and all the men die.
Of course.
Apart from ones that jump into the lifeboat because they're like, fuck this, I'm getting off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then their stories are the ones we hear about.
Yeah.
I'm too busy about trying to remember how to play the flute. It's been an honour, gentlemen.
My feet are soaked. We're going under. Pretty dark.
But it's a VR experience that you can buy now.
has there been any funny news recently?
That wasn't funny enough.
We've got some funny news. Funny. I don't know if this is how recent this is. There's all sorts of depressing news at the moment. What's this one here? A woman says she was abducted by aliens who removed her eggs for hybrid babies. I mean, I don't know if I want to go into that one.
We could check that. Do they have any eggs?
What? Woman
says... the eggs. Oh, God, it's a Daily Star.
That's what I mean. The headline is... Is it based off of a TikTok? No. No, I don't want to read that one.
A woman has claimed she was abducted by aliens and that three of her eggs were removed by them for hybrid babies. Shira Lumira Rejoice, that's her name, shared her memorable experience on TikTok and recalled how the aliens came to her house 3 years ago, allegedly in 2018. In the viral clip, where a soundtrack plays with an overlay text that read, "When people don't believe you were taken by extraterrestrial beings, but you have ovarian scarring from egg removal and the ultrasound to prove it." I mean, is that like a...
What's with the video?
Why the fuck is there dancing involved?
Oh, what? This is so to explain to anyone listening, there's a TikTok, a woman's dancing with the text Smith just read over the top of it, saying, "But you have
ovarian. People don't believe you were abducted scarring. By extraterrestrial beings, but you have ovarian scarring from egg removal in the ultrasound to prove it. When people don't believe. Yeah.
How can you... you can't be taking...
Be a joke,
sorry,
right?
You cannot be taking... Yeah, it has to be, because you, there's no way you can be taking seriously dancing and just being like, ah, no one believes me about my fucking... my abducted alien eggs, so I'll just dance this one off. No one believes me. But anyway, I'll dance
trauma.
And make that... Yeah, I'm working through the trauma, dancing it off.
I don't want to wake up anymore.
Imagine if that's how we just receive our news. In like 10 years' time, a fucking newsreader has to do a crazy TikTok dance and kind of like deliver like the saddest news. I'm afraid the president is dead. Just like dancing. Oh my God. We're just trying to keep it hip for the kids.
It's the only way they'll learn now. Is you learn. Have to do everything rhythmically, otherwise they lose interest and they won't get any information out. Ah, TikTok's hottest summer on record again. Hold on, do a thing. Everything's delivered by memes. Huh?
Yeah, it's
Fuck
I
me.
Mean, it's an interesting medium. But yeah, when people try and dance off stuff and then say like something really traumatic in the text, it's like, oh, okay. Not sure how to take that. Should I be laughing or, you know, give me my apologies?
Man, we could do
so
a
I don't
whole...
really believe the hybrid baby thing.
You don't believe the hybrid baby thing?
I don't believe that's true.
Even after...
Send it to room 101.
I told you about my dream.
Oh, God, your dream. Fuck me.
It's really stayed with me, that dream.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a vessel. I know
Have you gone back
now.
To that dream? This dream hasn't been referenced in Hatchet before, so
no,
if you aren't
right. I won't give the whole story because it is long as fuck, as you guys witnessed.
Really
short. But basically, my granddad discovered in the desert of Egypt, of course, an undulating seahorse. He created a contraption to get its liquid out of it. Obviously, I absorbed that liquid in this vision, and I went to the future past, which was an ancient civilization before our civilization took hold and grew up. And they were super advanced but very smug about it, and they had quantum computers and stuff. And I was mocked because I was taken back in time. But I was trying to warn them that they were going to die, and they didn't have any of it. And then I woke up.
Wow. And have you tried to get back into that dream at all?
I've
or
not.
Maybe
no,
kind
I've
of read
tried.
Up a bit more about some of the concepts?
No.
Maybe draw something or...
Someone has drawn that alien horse for me, as well as the metal contraption around it, and that's quite accurate. So I'm happy with that.
And when is Netflix taking that one? I'm guessing that's...
Waiting for the
sold.
Call, Ross. Just waiting for that call.
Waiting for the call.
My phone is always on. And it's
It'll
not
happen.
On silent anymore, Netflix, if you want to call. Prime, I'm up for Amazon, maybe. Not Hulu, though.
At least a 10-parter. At least a 10-parter.
Not Hulu.
Fair enough. Okay.
Well...
Don't laugh.
I mean, sorry, I was just looking through some pictures on this article and it just made me laugh.
Which article is that?
Dad and son pose nude together on OnlyFans and they make a fortune.
Yeah.
It's a line of sense. Okay. Let me post this. But it links through to a New York Post article that has some funnier photos on it. But talk about daddy issues, a New York Post article opens. A father and son are making a fortune on OnlyFans, sharing naked photos of themselves, hanging out together. They make roughly a bold Brit. This guy's British, and his father, who hasn't been publicly named. I stripped down. I put a picture of my dad up, just us topless after a workout, and it just went mental. He's talking about his audience going
right, okay.
And they wanted them to add more kinky. Oh my God.
But with their dad.
More
though,
kinky stuff. Look at that article, the New York Post, and look at the second image and the tweet that they put out. Me and my dad don't give a fuck with like
the
a
New
little
York
Disney.
Post.
Like horny like sign. Full picture on my OnlyFans and it's like a dick and an ass emoji. And all it is a picture of the guy who's... Both of these guys are like pretty like buff, big dudes, but they're like... One, his dad looks very like rough and strong, and he looks a bit
it
more
looks like,
tattooed
his hairline,
clean cut and tattooed a hairline on. Yeah, it's a strange thing, but he's like holding his finger out to the camera, like we don't give a fuck, and he's topless, and I think he's got his other hand on his dick. There you go. They're seeing it on the stream now. You don't see the whole image, but I'm guessing he's got his hand on something, and then his dad is stood behind him in the background with his hands on his head and his ass turned to the camera, and it just it.
It's just
that's his father and
the
son.
The things people do for money is just it's impressive. Oh, it's
making
I
money.
Suppose.
Oh shit. Well, I mean, how far do you want to go, Dad?
Dad, it's making money. Do you want to just like, you know, I mean there's not I don't necessarily disagree with it. That's fine. If you can do that with your dad, it doesn't mean you're sexually attracted to your father or anything along those lines. But it is surprising and unusual, isn't it?
It's a different topic at Christmas dinner, isn't it?
Yeah. There's another one. How
was your year, son?
Well, yes. I mean, Dad just took some photos in the shower together. We were topless and
how's the OnlyFans?
We actually had our bottoms off as well. We were naked.
Yeah, in well, fact, you know, my son's doing a great job selling pictures of his penis online, so I thought, he said, Dad, a couple of the guys that pay for pictures of my dick saw you in a photo the other day, and they said, you look fucking hot, and they wouldn't mind a wank over you. Would you fancy coming in a photo with me, and we'll just strip off? You show them your ass, and I'll show them my cock. Yeah, all right, son, yeah. Yeah, so we
start. Race you to the shower.
Dad, go on. No, a bit more arse. And put your hands behind your head, that's it, nice. Right, that's now I'm just going to hold,
your
me,
butthole
hold
a bit.
Me cock. Right, like, he's taking photo.
If you can do that, that's fine. It's just it is unusual.
$40,000 a month. That's yeah, big, it's big money. But what's the emotional cost or the future cost between? The, I mean, is that a normal relationship? Is that a healthy relationship to have with your father to be posing naked or being naked with them constantly?
It's not unheard of
for the arousal of others
in other countries that. Nakedness is not really a taboo thing at all.
That's the thing,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is it, and I think that's
but this
it.
Is
I think
obviously sexualized and put on OnlyFans, so it's a slightly different, I guess.
But then equally, like, why does it matter? Like, yeah, ultimately, they're making money from the fact that there is a massive cultural convention of us all being modest, right? And, like, right. You know, covering up your parts. And, like, we all kind of agree and get on with that, and there are various reasons why that has or has not become a convention as part of our social interactions, as to, you know, not being naked all the time, whatever.
Yeah.
And really, they're just making money from the fact that that exists. You know, ultimately, the natural body is a naked one. It's good to put clothes on because it keeps you warm. But, so yeah, it's hard to say, like, it's wrong. I don't actually think it is logically wrong.
Okay, would you have this picture with your dad if your dad
no,
said, well,
so.
I've seen this.
No.
I've seen this article, son, and yeah. I'm really interested in
4K's
pursuing
a, lot
a career in this. 40,000, I could do with some money. The roof needs redoing.
Yeah.
Rethatching.
Exactly.
Your dad now lives in a thatched house. It needs rethatching. And I'm actually naked now, son. Do you want to just strip off and we'll take some quick photos? Your mum's going to take them.
I think that, I mean, throwing you know, once upon a time, people did Mom's naked community naked calendars. You know, what's the Calendar Girls, that film about slightly older women doing a nude calendar shoot and the excitement that brought. So, you know, you could use that as an example. I think
okay, you're 50
think,
years old.
I think I'm unlikely to tweet, me and my dad don't give a fuck, horny face, full horny picture face. On my OnlyFans, dick and ass emoji. I'm unlikely to go that
It'd
far.
It'd be way
with
more
it
tasteful,
think,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would do it more tasteful.
Yeah. That picture also looks like they're in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Is he in the bedroom he grew up in? Like, I mean, where does it get weird? Is what I'm saying. So you've got your son. You're like, son, we can take naked photos together now. You're of age. It's fine. And OnlyFans is a thing. We can make a quick buck. Let's take some pictures in the bedroom you grew up in and we'll both be naked.
Yeah.
Where's the line?
Well, also, it's like the fact that this guy has top 0.1% in his like Twitter name, you know? And I've noticed some OnlyFans. Exactly, right? They all
probably all get told the same line because that's then like,
but like it makes you, it tells you something, right? I don't go, oh, top 0.1%, fuck yeah, I mean, badass man. I look at that and go, you are desperate to make yourself legitimate because you are insecure about what you are doing here. Like, you know, yeah,
it's an advertising thing.
It's not, no, they don't, it's just them going. Why would it advertise to you that they're 0.1%? Because you're like,
well, it's
everybody
saying,
likes
like,
this.
It's like a ranking board, isn't it? So it's like saying, oh, I'm you know, in
it's
the
an
top
accolade, isn't it?
Thousand.
Yeah.
I don't know how many there are, though. That's
but I think,
that's
like,
the point.
Adds value the thing is, if you're considering purchasing, it's like,
right.
Well, I'm top 0.1%, so you can go ahead and subscribe for guaranteed high-quality stuff.
Father-son
yeah.
naked pictures, yeah.
I guess for me, I see it as like just somebody
that's
going like
subbed.
I'm top 0.1%. Like, you know, I'm the best at this. I'm doing this because I'm good at it. Like in a way, for me, that just makes a person sound as though like, you know, they're essentially having
there's
to
a sense
defend
of arrogance,
it.
But they are also completely naked, putting their middle finger up with their dad. So it's like, well, there isn't any shame.
Yeah, exactly. If you truly
shame's gone out the window.
If you truly do this for your own empowerment and for all those things, then great. No problem at all. I think that a lot of the reason people have problems with this and are a little bit like, okay, is because we know that deep down somewhere, they're probably feeling a little bit sort of, maybe it's not healthy to make a naked OnlyFans with my dad.
It's certainly unorthodox, that's for sure. It's a, maybe it'll become a cultural norm in Western society. That we're all posing in 10 years' time, we'll all be posing with our sons or dads.
Carving a new path for our society.
Have you done, just imagine the conversation just like down the road. Have you been doing any father son? No. Oh, I did one last week. Really good. Really
it was actually
good.
Really nice. Neither of us
great
got hard.
Hits.
Neither
great
of us got hard either. So that was good.
No, we weren't erect on this one. Oh, yeah. Okay. But we will be on the next one probably.
Yeah. They call this the soft shoot. And then the next shoot is the hard shoot. And then it's the shoot. And that one's quite a hard one.
Yeah. Where's the line, I think, is so long as you're not crossing that line and they're not causing... incest is a crime, right?
Is it?
Honestly, I haven't looked up whether incest is a crime. I feel like it is. But is it, though?
I guess they'll
go as close to the line as they need to be.
Should it be? What I mean, some people kiss their fathers, some people don't. Some people might do more.
I haven't had enough coffee for this conversation.
Some people
I'm not
kiss
willing
their
to get
some,
into this 2 minutes before we have to finish.
Who are we to judge? It's such a tiptoeing around, in case the entire audience is like, I tongue my dad. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, also,
fuck you, Hat Films.
I feel like you're constantly like... You do have to constantly assess your own boundaries, right? And because
am I doing something
you
wrong?
You don't have to test them though. I just want to make
you don't have to. You don't have to.
You don't have to test them. But like, if I feel like if I approached my dad with this, I don't think we'd be in
dad,
the shower.
How far would you go?
For 40
dad,
grand.
Look at this. 40 grand's quite a lot of money, isn't it? That's per month. Now all we have to do is straightforward. Yeah, it's a simple idea, and I mean. Yeah, fair play to them. They're making crazy money.
Fair play, lads.
We don't have to, and that's okay.
Fair play. Not for me, personally. Not for me.
Some funny news. There you go.
Yeah.
Is it funny? Or is it wrong to say it's funny? Because it's actually perfectly normal to shower with your dad.
It is.
Right now it's funny, but we'll go with the times, Ross. And if it becomes not funny... I'm sure we'll stop
laughing.
Give us
two answers, just in case, for future quotes.
Indeed.
I'm okay with showering with my dad.
If it becomes normal...
Oh, showering with your dad, that sounds fun.
Well, you would have showered... Yeah, you probably... I've been on, camping trips as a child where, there are, public showers. Swimming pool trips, things like that, when you're a kid. Maybe not as a buff 30-year-old man. Maybe not that. But none of us are buff 30-year-old men, so we don't have to worry about it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Times may change. But, I mean, thanks for watching today.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Listening,
you.
Sorry, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or both.
Yeah. Why not both? You could check out our YouTube channel where you can see all these wonderful visuals like that image of the OnlyFans on our YouTube channel. Just look for the Hat Chat podcast. Or maybe you'd like to sign up to our Patreon because you're sick of those ads. Sorry about those. Oof. But they just keep the Hat Chat going and keep us from starting an OnlyFans like that. So thank you.
We're not at their level. We need to pump that up. Patreon.com.
I feel like, also, I don't know, I'm just wondering.
We
this
can shower together, guys. That's
this guy's
that.
Really jacked, like the guy we were talking about, right? Like, he's if it's a largely male audience, which I'm guessing it might be. I'm not going to say it is, though, but from our experience, it's quite a male audience out there. If it's a male
from
audience that's paying for his subs, it's like, if I got really jacked...
Yeah,
I don't think I'd have a huge problem selling pictures of myself for money.
Well, no, of course. I think that's if
it's confidence,
that's
right?
For like you've built up confidence. Just, you've got to a certain size where you're happy with how you look, and sure.
Well, I don't think people would buy naked photos of me now. Is what I mean. Like,
well, they might we've built up an audience. I think you'd have a 10 or 20.
Yeah, but it's not. No, I don't want to. Like, that's just cannibalizing your audience at that point. They'll start spending money on my OnlyFans, and they'll stop spending it on our Twitch subs. That's what will happen. I'm talking about accessing a new audience. What's out there. But yeah, I mean,
dad bod pictures are fine. I think they'll be fine. dad pods good. With your dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I dad. Yeah.
I've got an idea.
Got an idea.
I'll speak to you after this. Well, thanks for listening
today. I'm off to go in a freeze in a woodland somewhere, guys. So,
Well, if you want to take any pics, that's a good backdrop.
Oh, it was so cold. My nips got so hard.
My balls are so shrunk.
I woke up with frostbite on my knob.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with more of this. Sorry about that. Enjoy the outro fingal by Lazarus and see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Sweet dreams.